T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
We are all self-quarantined, and the only battle we have is keeping our kids off of Fortnite.
I ain't gonna deal with it. I can't put up with it. I'm gonna kill one of these kids.
Trying to explain to a 7-year-old, listen, you gotta shut off Fortnite.
I want a hat, Daddy. I want a scarf, Daddy.
You're screwing up work.
I want a t-shirt, Daddy.
From 7 to 3:45 is my vacation. That's the time that I get away from these badass kids of mine. That's why I sent them to you.
Can I play Galaga? I will kick your ass in Galaga.
Hey, Devin, you seem to acknowledge people are already starting to write you guys off because Tom Brady's not the quarterback anymore.
I just can't do it, Mike.
I was a fan, and I watched the team, and I watched the guy for a long time, and he left, and he was so great. I say that team's going to be terrible, too.
Here comes the cliff.
Right now.
Not even the coronavirus is going to prevent erections, huh?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
What? That's what we took out of yesterday's show? What?
Yeah, what? There's hope. Yeah, there's people got to. I told you, there's a lot of babies going to be made over this period of time. A lot of alcoholics, a lot of divorces.
You got to admit it that when you're
therapy needed when we're all done with this.
When you're locked up like this for such a long period of time, and we're on our second week in this, and who knows how long we're going to go. There's no question about it. It does have an effect on you, right? Your mind, everything, body, everything, right? It has an effect.
Glenn, I got in the car. Just drove around the block a couple times. Drove by Trader Joe's. There was a line to get into Trader Joe's. And I was like, wow, this is really nice. This is the first time I stepped out of the house. Feels good.
Yeah, feels good, all right.
Forget you can do it.
Forgot you can do what? Just get out of the house?
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And then you sit there and go, really? Like, you take one step, you're like, okay, nothing happens. Like I put this electrical fence around my yard for my dog, and now, when he gets close to the fence, even though he doesn't have his collar on, he kind of looks back at me and says, well, I don't know, can I do it? Okay, I don't hear anything. Can I do it? You know, because he still thinks he's going to get shocked. That's how I feel leaving the house. I feel like I'm going to get shocked. Like I'm going to get a big lightning bolt. It's going to come smack me in the face.
By the way, not a bad idea, that electric fence that you've got around the yard. You might be able to up the voltage on that. You might need it. I mean, if this
a great
becomes
idea.
Panic, who the hell knows how people are going to react? Mm.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a
people
great
are
idea.
Crazy right now. I'm sorry, people are crazy right now. Right? They're crazy.
Crazier. Let's say that. Crazier.
Crazier.
They're always crazy. They're crazier now.
Except Roger Goodell. Have you noticed that Roger Goodell is his same old arrogant self?
Cool's a cucumber,
that guy. It is unbelievable. So the GM, the general manager's subcommittee, okay, hold on 1 second. I got to mute something. These guys are saying something here. I don't know what they're saying.
You all right over there, big fella?
You're all right? You're good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're off on the video chat, aren't we?
Yeah. No, we're on. I see
we're
you.
We're good. We're good.
I can't see you. I can't see anybody on it, but that's beside Chris. The point.
Well, I tell you what, you are an elder. Hey, how does this thing work? Ryan, this is when you play the Papa Simpson, off. Grandpa Simpson stuff.
Trust me. Don't worry about it. You're good.
I see everybody.
Can I tell you something?
You're good.
If you want to have a contest sometimes on electronic technological devices, I will kick your ass in that competition.
All right, how about outside
of, we can set it up, and I will kick your ass.
But how about outside of, say, like microphones and radio gear?
A lot of stuff. Oh, and, what do you want to go to?
He can't figure out his FaceTime.
What do you mean figure out the FaceTime?
I got your FaceTime.
I've got it working. I'm seeing Lou. I don't see you. Mine won't allow you on my FaceTime.
Good.
Do not allow
you.
I just upgraded Zoom, so this crap better work. That's all I can tell you.
You're freezing on Zoom. I hate to tell you, you're freezing.
Yeah, it's all
right. I don't know if you're supposed to freeze, but you're freezing on. But let me get back to Roger Goodell, because he's an arrogant son of a bitch, isn't he?
Oh.
So the GM subcommittee So the GM subcommittee recommends to Goodell that we need to postpone the draft, that there's a specific problem. Mickey Loomis, the general manager down in New Orleans, laid out a bunch of the stuff. We can't bring the people in here. They're not allowing us, and it's even going to be worse in New York, and you've got two teams there. We can't bring, or Jersey, same thing. We can't bring people together. We can't have our staff together. Everybody's got to be separated. Now, we can't bring in players, so we can't do psychological exams. We can't really do interviews because if we do them on FaceTime or Zoom or something like that, we're really not going to get the same
read. Maybe you should have sent them to the combine.
So what they did is they said they recommended to the commissioner, now, we need to postpone this. You know what he says? Screw that. We're doing it.
Yep.
We're above the country. We're going to do it. We're doing it.
I like it.
Schedule.
Yeah, listen, if you want to keep
it. You like what? Keeping it?
Yes. Yes, keep it. Well, just like free agency. You know, I mean, what are we doing here for like an entire week? They tried to shame the NFL for moving free agency. How can you do free agency? How can all these people sign with what's going on around shame. Here? You know, you can't do it. It's such a bad look. Shame. You know, Florio's leading the charge. Shame. Next thing you know, he's lighting every, you know, he's talking about everybody signing and he's shame. Breaking down all the signings from everybody. He's keeping, you know, his days going because he's talking about NFL free agency. I didn't see anybody offended with what was going on last week. And they tried, the public
offended.
Tried to shame him.
No, there were people offended.
I didn't hear a word. I saw one article because they were pissed because Tom Brady put that he was signing with Tampa Bay. I saw one article.
There were numerous, but it was outside the football world. So the football world is sitting there saying, screw you, we're going to do what we want to do. Even Mike Florio, you're right about that. Because Florio was the one that was bitching about it incessantly. And then when it happened, he kind of like turtled, right?
There's no way in hell free agency is starting next week.
Yeah.
All right. So my thing is this: move it back a month. What's the big deal? Move it back a month.
Reassess. What's the difference?
So if Mickey Loomis is comparing this to a free agency draft where they're basically just going on, you know, written articles, bios, what the SID from that university is telling them, film, which is pretty much the best thing to use, but. They have no ability to actually evaluate these guys and see them in person. To me, that's worth something. So if you can't fly and you can't send your scouts out and you have all these guys you need to evaluate, what is the harm if you push it back a month? We're not talking about 3 months. Push it back a month. Okay, let's assume that that Trump is right. Right by April 12th, we're going to get back to normal. Push it back a month. Everybody gets on the planes or they drive in their cars, whatever they need to do. There's more than one way to skin a cat, right? You don't all have to hop on a plane and fly out there. My point is, what is the harm done? And more importantly, you have more time to figure out. Maybe at that point in time, you could have it at a smaller venue and invite fans. Have it at a movie theater. Have it at the Kodak Center in L.A.
You're not going to get to that point.
You don't know what we're going to get to,
I will just go on film. Talk to the coaches. Draft a player, for God's sakes. It's not an exact
science anyways.
What is the harm
if
Goodell didn't even have to do that, Christian. All he had to do is instead of sitting there, and he knew it was going to get out, and he was going to look foolish with his subcommittee, the general manager's subcommittee, recommending. That's what their purpose is. Their purpose is we go out to the field, we find out with the individual teams, and we get a feel as to whether we can do this or not. So they recommend you don't do it. You know what Goodell should say? Okay, you know what? I'm going to take it under consideration, and we're going to feel this thing out because you're right, Christian. We don't know what we're facing here. We don't know what's going to happen next week, the week after, the week after. Nope. You know what he says? It's going on.
The focus should be on football. It's going on in time.
I just think it's arrogant.
By delaying it one month, you're allowed to do what? You're going to be allowed to fly people around left and right and go to pro days and have new
pro
days?
You can fly now.
Do you really think these guys can't draft a player without meeting with them?
I'm not saying that they can't do it.
But why are they saying
that at all?
Can't?
My point is, based on the way everything is, what is the big deal if you postpone it a month?
No, there's no big deal. They could have postponed free agency for a month too, but.
To me, that's different, though. I'm glad you brought that up. To me, that's different. You're talking about existing players that have a long, you know, they have a bio. They've been in the league. They're not rookies that played in a really good, productive system like Alabama or a system, a Division II school. You can't compare the two. So you have to get them all in. You have to see them. You need to talk to them. With a free agent, guy's been in the league 5 years. Guy's been in the league 11 years. You know who he is. His personality is set. He's not a risk. These guys are all risk. I'm just saying – listen, just to keep everybody happy, just go ahead and postpone it a month. I will tell you this, you'll probably have more advantages to postponing it than you will holding off and keeping it when it is.
Well, my thing is this, okay? I'm just saying, let's say you postpone it. First off, a month, I don't know what's different. I don't know if you're holding pro days. I don't know what you're doing. But if you want to say in a month we're okay and we're back to things, I bet you some teams might sit there and say, well, if that's the case, then I'd like to have those players we just drafted in camp. Rather than a pro day, I'd rather have OTAs. If we're really going to get back to business here at some point, early June, you know, I'd rather have OTAs than be able to go to a pro day and draft a kid, because then we're pushing everything back even more. I think the NFL is doing the right thing. They're going about business, and there's a chance that they could not miss anything. I understand that people are saying they might not start on time, but as of right now, it's business as usual. And they're doing their thing.
Yeah, nobody's doing business as usual. And that's where he looks like he's an arrogant fool, where he's saying it. You can't do that, Lou. You just look. It's a bad look. And I get it. The NFL looks at it and says, screw the NBA, NHL, all these other leagues. We're the big papa. We can control all of this. Your own general managers are telling you we can't do it.
And
you're sitting there saying, screw
argument.
It. And by the way, he's doing it with his office and the NFL office in New York, where we're seeing a huge spike here in the last 24, 48 hours in New York. He's not going to have a draft in New York, even if it's done digitally, because nobody's going to be working in New York.
I know, but who cares about the bad look? Free agency was a bad look. I don't see anybody bitching about it. I don't. So this is a bad look. Whatever. Okay. Go about your business. Handle the draft in April. And then rather than, you know, things opening up at the end of May and being able to hold pro days, hell, maybe you could actually start working out in the spring then. And right, you know so what? You haven't skipped a beat. You haven't lost any time at all if you're the NFL. Every other league is dying right now. They're missing time. The NFL is going about business. They might not miss a damn thing.
Yeah, they're going to miss time.
Well,
they're
we'll
gonna
see. Miss, they they're might. Miss time. They might, but as of
Mike
right
Freeman,
now, they're
Mike
on pace,
Freeman,
on schedule.
Mike Freeman reporting today from front office people and coaches around the league. The camps may not begin until the fall. That the NFL season now, the start of the season, is in jeopardy. We're going to get to that. We're going to go through the leagues. And I think they're going to get a little bit shaky here because these leagues are losing big, big money. Mm. And as much as we're dealing with a health issue, we're also dealing with an economic issue. And they may want to get back to business. So do we go back to what the original plan was? And let's make it a TV sport and nobody in the stands. We're going to get to all of that and the latest on the NFL coming up next, and we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937, right here on OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Let's go, boys.
On EEI.
I'll give you my idea.
Yeah.
Basically, how about having one round of the draft every night? So we have 7 nights, 7 rounds. Basically, it's the Hanukkah of NFL drafts. That's what you're talking about in time. And there's no rush to get through anything. It gives teams on the clock more time. It's not like coaches have to have players in mini camps. Next week, they don't. There are no mini camps. There's no off-season program. There's no other sporting events on the calendar. Have the draft occur one round per night for one straight week.
That's Shefty. Do you think he's going a little crazy in his house right now? 7 nights of the NFL draft. All 7 rounds.
Seven. Yeah, that, see, the draft, how they do the draft is less important to me than actually when it happens. So the start date of the draft is that Thursday night, April 23rd. What is the big deal if you now have the draft May 23rd? It's a month. I just feel like based on the situation, and Goodell can, you know, he can grandstand. He can be all, we're not changing. Okay, they think they're not going to be affected. I just feel like it makes sense for everybody involved. It's for those people who are behind and need more work, maybe they went to the playoffs. Maybe they went to the Super Bowl. They were already behind, you know, and they weren't prepared to kind of, you know, speed things up. I'm just saying to make everybody happy and everyone's hurt the same way, push it back a month, May 23rd. And I will say this, you'll have a better opportunity to sell it draft night. You still do it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that's it. There's well, no 7 day. That's stupid.
Yeah, I want you guys to hear Diana Rossini. She talked about this morning and how the recommendations went and how they feel about it.
This subcommittee made up of 7 GMs in the National Football League made a vote 6-1 to make the recommendation to Roger Goodell that they move the NFL draft. They didn't give a specific timetable of how long they want to actually move this, but the thought is this. Right now, nobody knows what to do. Facilities are being closed. Coaches can't meet with players. Those draft visits can't go down. There's so much personal relationships that are built through this draft where teams feel comfortable when they see and meet these guys face to face. And essentially, that's not what can happen right now. And I can tell you, there are head coaches all around the league as well who have shared their thoughts about this, and they feel the same way. And that's, they feel powerless at this point.
I'm even more convinced that he's just being straight out arrogant, and especially with his offices in New York. And what is going on in the last 24 hours, 48 hours in New York with a big, huge spike?
I will tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, Glenn. I'm glad you brought that up because I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, like when 9/11 happened, I remember people on the West Coast were completely unaware of how unbelievably bad it was for the Giants and the Jets and the Patriots. It just, nobody had a lot of ties to that part of the country, you know, but in Boston, people did a lot of business in New York and so on and so forth. So initially, the games were going to go on. Once the rest of us realized how bad it was, we all said, you know, we should probably just not play games this week and postpone them till later. And I would think that based on that, like your point, I would think that Goodell would be like, wow, people around the United States don't get how bad it is. We're going to cancel it. And then he would have to fight to convince them. But a subcommittee of GMs
I'm just wondering,
voted 6-1.
Is it because of bad optics, the look, or is it because they don't get enough information to draft the guys they want? You need more info. You need meetings. You need pro days. Which is
all of the above.
All of them.
But yeah,
I would wipe out the optics. I would wipe out the bad look. That means nothing to me.
Yeah, me too.
Just like free agency meant nothing to me either. They did it, and it was fine.
Well,
they should move on.
I think that's callous to do that, but let's say you push that aside. I think it is, based on what we're dealing with.
I mean, what?
It's sports. Hold on. It's sports.
Yeah, exactly. And it gives
people
something
out there.
It gives people something to do. What the hell do you think we're going to be doing here in a month from now? Preparing for a draft. Hey, I don't know. Take your mind off of something. I'm telling you, that helps. We're going to delay it even more so. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not like the best thing in the world, but there are people out there that sit there and say, okay, I got the draft to look forward to in a month. You're going to take that from me for what?
So, Lou, here's what we're saying.
Sit down meeting with someone?
Here's what we're saying, and part of what the general managers were saying. Mickey Loomis called it a fantasy draft. That's what you would be doing.
Oh, please.
Because, but what are we doing? What are we doing right now? The three of us are broadcasting in three different locations. Why? Because we're distancing ourselves so that we don't contract it somewhere and then pass it along to other people. So you're going to ask the NFL, because if you don't have people there, you still need a force to operate the draft. You need people in each one of the team's offices. You need it in the league office. And so you're going to have the optics. You're going to be showing this on TV with all these people interacting with each other, celebrating as they're drafting. Drafting a player, hugging or whatever,
yeah,
it's dumb. It
See,
makes
I'm less
no
I'm
sense.
Hug. I'm less
don't have to hug. Don't do anything. Just tell the kid to get drafted.
I'm less about optics, though. The optics don't bother me.
But it's not optics. You're putting people in harm's way by bringing these people together.
You don't have to bring them together.
What are you
Glenn?
Talking about? That's why we're
Glenn,
separating
I sat in my
guys.
Kitchen when I got a phone call that I was drafted. Like, I'm just saying, you know, not everybody
know.
Does
who
it
who
like the NFL.
Who runs the draft in New York? It's not just Roger Goodell sitting there by himself with a whiteboard.
Why
it's
isn't
going
it?
To be
Why
employees.
Can't he just come up and announce who the pick is?
Because you're going to have a full force of people working in the NFL office to conduct the draft. What do you think? Roger's going to do this by himself? Seven rounds?
No, but here's the thing.
You can't bring these people together. New York is saying everybody needs to separate.
We don't have it in New York.
Okay, here's the thing. As far as actually having the draft by April
23rd, what state's not getting hit that bad?
Heaven
like Idaho.
Bring
the disease to Idaho. There you go.
Fine, Idaho.
I don't even know. Is Idaho, what state do we have in this country that's not getting hit that bad?
Oklahoma.
I don't know. There's some states out there. It's much different in New York, obviously.
I just feel like you should, in order to keep everybody happy. Now, you guys tell me, because I'm not sure. What is this NFL subcommittee of GMs? Is that like a kangaroo court of GMs? What exactly, what kind of power do they have? I'm not kidding.
By the way, Montana, North Dakota looking good. Montana, North Dakota. Brady can go up there. Doesn't he go up to Montana anyways for his farm? He could do it right there in the farm. They could have everybody up there to do it right there at the farm.
So do you not listen, do not take the advice of a bunch of GMs when they vote 6-1 saying, you know what, we could all, or are they just being greedy, they all want more time? Do they always want more time, or is this a special set of circumstances? I feel like it's a special set of circumstances, and I'm usually the one that's like, okay, just let's fight through it, but now I don't see what the harm is. Everyone would be closer to getting back to normal by then.
So, you know, you have combines, you had Senior Bowl, you had bowls, you have tape, you have everything. So, like, if you can't see the kids, so if they
not
have the
everybody's
draft,
invited
so if they have
to
the
Senior
draft,
Bowl.
Is like Bill going to end up taking that kid from Middle Tennessee State because he's the only one he saw work at a pro day? Like, really? I mean, it might actually help him in his drafts. Christ, have you looked at him lately?
I knew you'd
just
find a way getting
I'm just saying, just fantasy draft might actually help him.
I knew you'd find that a way.
It might actually
take
help
a
him.
Shot.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. That's really a tough one.
Well, just saying.
So listen, we all agree that
I'm
going to
make this. Hold on, real quick. I want to make this prediction real quick.
I don't agree about anything with China.
Right now, they're going to postpone it. This is what happens. A decision like this gets made. People have an issue with it. Whoever makes that decision gets pushed to the side based on just public discourse, public irritation. They're going to get shamed. He will end up postponing the draft.
No question. I would say lock that in. It's the best prediction you've ever made right there. He's going
to
have to.
I think it's stupid to do it.
He's going to have to. So we talk about China. We can't trust China. We were talking in the last couple of days about how China is bringing all their people back to work.
They know why I can't trust them? Because they're communists.
Okay.
Real ones.
I understand that.
Real ones.
Not those fake communists
in a movie. We're talking real ones. Go ahead.
Who just wear red clothing. Yep, right. They're fakes. They're phonies. So, and we can't trust them. You're right about that. So they brought all their people back to work. And what did they do with the basketball league? They put it on indefinite suspension, a minimum of 4 months, and they're having no activity whatsoever within the individual teams. There's no work. They've sent them all home for the next 4 months, and they're back to work. So their society is back to work, and they're sitting there going, but we're not going to do this basketball stuff. I don't know. Maybe that's a bad luck that we're going to play basketball, and yet we're still concerned at what we're dealing with here. All I think Goodell had to do, because I don't think he had to postpone it.
Well, that makes no sense.
I mean,
that's
right
what communists
now.
Do. They send everybody back to work, and they don't let the athletes play.
That's what they do. Like, right,
so the athletes are sitting there saying, so wait a minute, we can't make money, but everybody else can?
Yeah, well, they're limiting, I guess, how much interaction people can have with each other. But they're not even doing it with no fans. So they're not doing it with no fans. But all Goodell had to do is say, yeah, I'm going to take it under consideration, and we're going to see how it plays out.
I'm actually liking Goodell right now.
We have high standards in the NFL.
He's actually showing something.
You really lowered yourself.
Just continue business. Continue business as usual.
Yep. Okay. So is Mike Freeman correct on this?
Players.
We talked about this yesterday, about what happens with these leagues right now, because they're losing money. So there's no money coming in. We could talk about the owners. They're all billionaires, but they have no revenue streams coming in at all right now. So they're still paying for all of the different things they have to do with the buildings. So not a shock, but Delaware North and the TD Garden has just announced that their full-time salaried employees are going to be placed on temporary leave. They are going to receive an indefinite salary reduction during the coronavirus hiatus. So they're going to pay them, but they're going to reduce their salary, and they're going to be put on temporary leave. It's like a furlough. That's what it is. And a lot of companies, by the way, are doing this now, where they put you out there, they maintain the health insurance, but you're getting like 20% of your pay. And then they'll bring you back when they come back to full force.
Yeah, but those employees we were talking about get 1 week's pay. 1 week's pay and eight weeks of what do you call it, benefits. So Jeremy Jacobs, who's one of the, let's see, the last team, I think, to offer anything up is one of the first team to make cuts? First team?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. 68 full-timers and temporary leave, 82 full-timers with indefinite salary reduction. That's good.
What are you worried about look for? Remember, we're not worried about
this guy's like the last guy to actually do anything.
Look.
He didn't do anything. And now he's the first one to actually make cuts? 68 full-timers, temporary leave?
Here's how bad it
is. Salary reductions to 82. He's the first one to announce this.
Yeah. Other teams are going to do this. We know this.
He sucks.
But he, right. But the optics and the look, again, that's all I'm talking about, Lou, with what people are faced with. Jeremy Jacobs, he should have understood, because he's a smart enough business guy to recognize that other teams are facing the same things that he's facing. It's going to happen. But wait, Jeremy, until a couple of these other teams do, and then slip into line with them. Like you're just going along with the program.
The first one to announce it. That's good.
He's the trendsetter. He's setting the trend right now.
So 68 full-time salary associates will be placed on temporary leave, receiving 1 week's pay.
Yeah, and the part-timers
one
are just going to
wait weeks
out
benefits,
to see if those six Bruins
games
come
out. 1 week's pay.
Out. Yeah.
1 week.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, but get ready for it, and that's why I think there's going to be a pressure to get these games back on, even if there are no fans in the stands. The NHL has totally different set of circumstances. You've got some information on that, Lou. Plus, they don't have the TV contracts these other leagues have. We're going to get to all of that. We'll get to the phone calls as well. Maybe a while before we actually see sports, to the point where Mike Freeman today is hearing from coaches and front office people that not only will camp not begin till fall, but we're going to start the football season maybe later than normal. All of that and more coming up right here on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF as we continue through the coronavirus, and hope everybody is safe out there. And please be kind to the health care workers, because they're doing an awful lot right now to kind of help all of us out and with what we're going through. So we're sitting here talking about where we are with all of these sports. Is it possible we have seen the end of the NBA season, and we don't see the NBA until come next October, November? Is it possible we have seen the end of the NHL season? Is it possible that Major League Baseball doesn't get started or doesn't get started until July or August at the earliest, and you're dealing with a really condensed season? And we wanted to get to all of these sports and kind of, because they're all dealing with different parameters. So if you look at the NBA right now, I got to believe that the teams and the league is going to start finding a way of not paying the players. You have no revenue coming in. Usually you have tremendous revenue. This is a league that already took a hit from all of that stuff with China, and that cost them billions of dollars. And now they're not going to have any money coming in. There's going to be pressure to cut the salaries, and if that happens, what is the reaction by the NBA players?
Well, there was a, I saw, I don't know if Wojnarowski had it, so a memo was sent to 30 franchises Friday. The league indicated that it plans on paying it, its players salaries that are due on April 1st in full, but acknowledged that they might actually cancel the checks, I think, on April 15th, considering the possibility of recouping future salaries for canceled games on April 15th. So they can get paid April 1st, but April 15th they might not get paid. And now you start talking about what happened last year, right, with the incident in China, where they already thought that it was going to affect the salary cap next year about $3 or $4 million. They're talking about huge losses, possibly $1 billion here. And as you know, in the league, NBA is a little bit different too, right? A lot of these max deals are 25% of the salary cap, right? 35% of the salary cap. That's why guys are trying to get these super max deals. Well, they're going to lose even more money on top of what they already anticipate losing in China. Now, does anybody really give a rat's ass whether one of these guys can make $45 million and now $38?
They
don't.
They will.
I don't.
Yeah,
I know.
They will. I think you're going to hear players pitching, Lou. If we get to April 15th, and again, we're looking at optics, and it'll be a bad look if these multi-millionaire guys start bitching that they're not getting a paycheck on April 15th, and by that time, the rest of the country is not even going to get their handout on the stimulus bill. People are going to look at the NBA players and say, you got to be bleeping me. What?
Yeah, you can't be bitching about that, right? Not getting, what, your last check? Is it your last check for those guys, April 15th?
Yes, that would be the
or
last
check. Or is there one more? I mean, the regular season was usually over right around there, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, so something, it's either the last one or the next. You're right.
So they might lose their last two or 3 weeks of pay throughout the season.
Please. I want my money.
Nobody's exactly. going to be bitching.
No, it would be. You talk about a bad look. You talk about a bad look. I mean, we'll get into this whole stimulus package and who benefits and who doesn't and how silly it is sometimes. But there's no way that one of these guys are going to come out there and bitch and complain when 80, 90% of the population is going through the same thing and doesn't have the safety net that they do. So, no. But I do think what's interesting to me is just how each commissioner is going to try to save part of their season, especially it's basketball and it's hockey, then baseball starting was supposed to be open day, supposed to be what, tomorrow? We're supposed to be having opening day tomorrow. And then what does football do with all the information they have from all the other commissioners, all the other sports? Does he learn from their mistakes? I just feel like it's, you know, basketball, I think you could figure out a way to pull it off. I do. I think you can figure out a way to pull it off with hockey, to at least play games, to at least...
I'm not sure about that.
Well, why?
Because you're playing in the summer.
Give me an example. Give me an example for basketball. How does basketball make it work? Is there a deadline for when they should start, when they know, listen, we can't pull the season into September, and we can't go to the end of August?
Well, the one thing that basketball has got going for it is they have a really lucrative TV contract. So the one thing they could do is they could go back playing games and not have people in the stands. So therefore, you're limiting the harm that you can do. Players have already been tested, and so you'd have to have all of the officials and any of the other crew that's there in the building all will have to be tested. But you're limiting it down to a couple hundred people, let's say, as opposed to 20,000. You could do that with the NBA crowd. I don't think you can bring a crowd in. Okay, now let me get to the NHL. The NHL's biggest problem, and Lou knows far more about this because his son-in-law is a hockey player. But I would say this, from a business standpoint, You can't play in most of these arenas when it gets to 90, 9500 degrees. So how are you going to play in the middle of summer in those rinks? The ice won't hold up. We've seen this before with normal playoffs in the month of June. We had a whole series shifted out of here, Stanley Cup final shifted out of here. Now, granted, it was the old Boston Garden, but they had to ship it out of here when the Bruins were playing Edmonton. But we've had recent cases late, when you get into June, it becomes a problem trying to keep that ice frozen.
Yeah, and so you mentioned it too, because I was talking to my son-in-law about this, and he plays hockey in Germany, and yeah, he played locally here in Hockey East, and knows a lot of guys in the league, and apparently, you know, they did have that a meeting, labor agreement type meeting, and the word that he told me, which I find hard to believe, is that the players almost look at it as financially, it's not even for them, it's not worth coming back, because they could actually lose more money. Now, I'm reading articles where
only
it's like...
Only in the NHL.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm reading articles where it's like that's a complete opposite, because the guys want to come back. I don't even know if you knew this, Christian, or not, but the NHL, the players themselves put money in escrow each and every year because it's a 50-50 split. So they put on average, I don't know, 12, 13% in escrow. And at the end of the year, they look at the revenue sharing of the league. If the league make money, they get their money back. So their salary kicks out 12%, 13%. And then if they make money, or if it's anticipated what they think is going to be made, then they give the money back to the players. If they lose money, they could lose that money. So there's other, like, there's best case, worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, if the league is done, they could lose another 21% in escrow. So there's a chance that these players, NHL this year, worst case scenario, they're going to make only 65% of their salaries.
So now, hold on, Lou. So just before you continue, so do they think that it's fiscally more responsible if they don't play at all?
Well, I think this is where I don't understand, because everything that I've read about it, but I had him double check with a player in the league, and he says, yeah, it's just the numbers don't come out. Now, maybe it's because the NHL TV deal is nothing.
Yeah.
And
that's a big part of it.
If you play hockey in front of no fans, this is what it is. If you play hockey in front of nobody, then I don't know, does the TV money not make up for the losses the owners would take with nobody in the stadium, with nobody in the arena?
I would think that's the
issue. And if that's the case, it could be a bigger loss?
Right. The reason that the NHL players don't make the salaries that these other teams do is they do not have a great TV deal. And this stems back from, 15 years ago when they were on the Field and Stream Network, if you remember. You know, they were just trying to find anybody that would put their games up there. And ESPN didn't want anything to do with them. So I think that's probably it. The NBA's got a lucrative TV deal. Major League Baseball has a lucrative regional TV deal for all of the big teams. And we know what the NFL has.
Because I would think
humongous TV
getting
deal.
Back to playing games in front of no fans, you know, you get the TV money. You get the ad revenue money, right? You get that sort of thing maybe locally or whatever, nationally, whatever it is. Maybe that's not a big number for the NHL. Maybe the players look at it and say, well, if that's the case, if there's no fans here, the owners will lose more money. And we're going to have to put even more money into escrow. We're going to lose even more money of our salary when it's all said and done. I don't know. But, yeah, from what I heard, the Players Association, some of the players in that league feel like financially it's not worth coming back for them.
So is it fair to say that the NHL is the most likely of the sports teams not to complete their season?
Well, the other thing, too, is ice. We've talked about it before. I mean, July and August. You know, in June, you saw what the ice looks like in some of these arenas. They bring in dehumidifiers, whatever the hell it is.
They were bitching last year,
yeah,
right?
To help the ice, and, you know, it's not sloppy and everything. You do that in June, you do it for what? You do it in two arenas.
In Tampa. How about in Tampa?
But you do it just in two arenas. Now you got to do it in all of them. Every day, every night in July, in August. I don't know how you do that. NBA, give me a gym. Let's go play basketball, right?
I would say, Lou, just based on that, just thinking from a player's perspective, if I know I got to go out there and play, yet I'm only making three-fourths of what I should make, or is it a third of what I should make?
65%. There's a chance they could make only 65% of their salaries this year. Worst case scenario.
Then I'm not playing, because how much money am I making am I in the playoffs? Do I get the full playoff check? Because if we're playing these games, we're not playing them. There's so many moving parts.
I don't understand, are you
jeopardizing your health, guys? Not just from getting
exactly
out in the ice, but also the fact that you still have people around in an area where we have a pandemic going on.
See, what I don't get is, are they saying if they came back and played, you know, in front of no arenas, they would lose more money. And then if they just stopped playing, it wouldn't be 65%, maybe, or it's 65% now if they stop playing. If they play in front of arenas with no fans at all and the owners lose even more money, do they only make 55% of their salary? Because they lost even more money and more money has to go to kind of even out the pool? I don't know. But that's all I can tell you what I was told.
Yeah, so I'm saying no to the NHL. But I will say yes 100% to the NBA. The NBA
with fans
is if without fans.
Well,
without
fans.
Fans
right.
Without fans, I think, and I actually think that they could make it a visually cool experience. I personally do. You know, like when they shoot movies, if they have some sort of arena scene, you don't ever see the stadium. It's all blacked out. All you do is you have the perspective of the people on the court. Like some of these bowl games, they barely sell out. So the whole upper tier is completely empty. But they do a bunch of cool different camera angles where you only see the first row and they pipe in crowd noise.
So why don't
that
you
is
do
what
this?
The NBA could do.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you green screen it? Entirely, at least
you could do that too.
Deck,
I'm not even. That's a good. That's a good idea.
In there. Yeah.
Why not? No, Glenn, you're joking, but I feel like
you're
serious.
You
as an option.
No,
there's tons of things you could do to give the viewer, because that's what it's going
to
be about.
So why didn't they do some of that to help Gronk out the other night?
I'm amazed that they didn't do that. That was so pathetic, and that's a lesson to the NBA. Look what this guy did. Look what and you would think the WWE would kind of be ahead of it, wouldn't you? Like, listen, they're used to entertaining people.
Yeah,
they're Hollywood all day long.
He's going to be your host next week. Mm. He's going to be your host. Think about that. He's going to be your host. I think it's interesting, though. I'm looking at social media, and we were talking yesterday about Trump, and people were pissed. He's not caring about people and health because he's talking about everybody coming back in Easter, and what is he doing?
The coronavirus.
And yet we're getting the same people who are doing that, who are sitting there going, yeah, put the athletes back out there. Yeah, get them out there. Whoa, wait a minute. Yesterday we were all talking about Trump is pushing this thing forward too quickly and we need to continue to separate. And now you're treating professional athletes like they're horses or dogs at a track. I'm sorry, Mutt. And then throwing them out there and saying, screw it, we don't really care about you.
Yeah.
I don't care what the weather conditions are or what the conditions are health-wise. We're throwing you on the freaking track. Go run. Go. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because people are going crazy and they need their own entertainment.
Yes.
And even in baseball, I think is going to be fine. Will it be a shortened season? Maybe. Who
I don't
knows?
Think baseball is going
to
be
actually,
fine.
Definitely, because opening
get to
day
that.
Is going to. Well, no, but hold on. But as far as. Listen, the NFL has the most advantageous situation. I mean, they don't start till September. So maybe that's why Roger Goodell is so just so bold. You know, hey, we're doing this no matter what. We're not pushing anything back. Because listen, you're going to have the draft. Maybe we postpone some OTAs. Maybe the rookies don't come in till I don't know, July. For the record, that's the way it used to be. Like you would come in July, you wouldn't be done. And then you'd have a quick little break. You'd come back in like July, 9th or something like that? I remember coming in right after 4th of July.
16th,
I had to go report.
Like 15th,
it was nuts.
Right?
It's like, this sucks. You don't have a summer? No, the NFL will be fine.
Let's get to baseball in the next segment.
You guys, you guys know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow's opening day.
Yeah,
what was that?
No,
is he okay? All right.
Single
well, somebody, because Christian and I can't do it.
It's the greatest day of the year.
Can somebody bring a few blades of grass in tomorrow so that Luke can sniff them during the program tomorrow, to keep them high?
I'm coming in full uni tomorrow.
Oh, really? That's a good one.
I would actually like to see that.
Full uni. You do that every year, though.
I'm coming in full uni.
No, he does it on Halloween. That's what he does.
Full uni. I'm going to bring my bat. I'm going to bring my glove and ball. I'm going to just throw it against the wall here, put holes in this thing.
So we'll get into baseball coming up, because I think this is a huge blow to Major League Baseball. I'm not sure Lou's going to agree, but we'll get to it coming up in the next segment. And we'll get to your phone calls at 617-779-7937. I know you miss it. You miss all these sports. But are we really going to see these sports anytime soon? 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.